Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallástani értés, angol, alapfok, B1 szint. Kérjük, a feladatlapokat hagyja a borítékban az első meghallgatás alatt. B1, alapfok, első feladat.
The power of prayer. A young man had been to Wednesday night Bible study. The pastor had spoken about listening to God and following the Lord's voice. The young man was wondering, does God still speak to people? It was about 10 o'clock when the young man started driving home. As he drove down the main street of his town, he had the strangest thought, to stop and buy a gallon of milk. He shook his head and said out loud, God, is that you? He didn't get a reply and started on toward home. But he couldn't get rid of the thought of buying milk and said to himself, okay, God, in case that is you, I will buy the milk. He could always use the milk. He stopped and bought the gallon of milk and started off toward home. As he passed 7th Street, he again felt the urge. Turned down that street. At the next corner, he turned back and headed down 7th. He drove several blocks, when suddenly he felt like he should stop. He was in an area of town where mostly poor people were living. The businesses were closed, and most of the houses looked dark, like the people were already in bed. Again, he sensed something. Go and give the milk to the people in the house across the street, said a voice. The young man looked at the house. He hesitated for a while, but finally decided to walk across the street and ring the bell. He could hear some noise inside. A man's voice yelled out, "Who is it? What do you want?" A man came out of the door. He didn't seem too happy to have some stranger standing on his doorstep. "What is it?" he asked. The young man gave him the gallon of milk. "Here, I've brought this for you." The man took the milk and rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. When he came back, he had tears running down his face. He began speaking and half crying. "We were just praying. We had some big bills this month, and we ran out of money. We didn't have any milk for our baby. I was just praying and asking God to show me how to get some milk." The young man reached into his wallet and pulled out all the money he had on him and put it in the man's hand. He knew that God still answers prayers.
Vegye elő az egyes számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még egyszer fogja hallani a szöveget, és újabb 2 perc áll rendelkezésére. Hallgatás közben is írhat. A hangjelzést követően helyezze az egyes számú feladatlapot a borítékra.
The power of prayer. A young man had been to Wednesday night Bible study. The pastor had spoken about listening to God and following the Lord's voice. The young man was wondering, Does God still speak to people? It was about 10 o'clock when the young man started driving home. As he drove down the main street of his town, he had the strangest thought: to stop and buy a gallon of milk. He shook his head and said out loud, "God, is that you?" He didn't get a reply and started on toward home. But he couldn't get rid of the thought of buying milk and said to himself, "Okay, God, in case that is you, I will buy the milk." He could always use the milk. He stopped and bought the gallon of milk and started off toward home. As he passed 7th Street, he again felt the urge. Turn down that street. At the next corner, he turned back and headed down 7th. He drove several blocks, when suddenly he felt like he should stop. He was in an area of town where mostly poor people were living. The businesses were closed, and most of the houses looked dark, like the people were already in bed. Again, he sensed something. "Go and give the milk to the people in the house across the street," said a voice. The young man looked at the house. He hesitated for a while, but finally decided to walk across the street and ring the bell. He could hear some noise inside. A man's voice yelled out, "Who is it? What do you want?" A man came out of the door. He didn't seem too happy to have some stranger standing on his doorstep. "What is it?" he asked. The young man gave him the gallon of milk. "Here, I've brought this for you." The man took the milk and rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. When he came back, he had tears running down his face. He began speaking and half crying. "We were just praying. We had some big bills this month, and we ran out of money. We didn't have any milk for our baby. I was just praying and asking God to show me how to get some milk." The young man reached into his wallet and pulled out all the money he had on him and put it in the man's hand. He knew that God still answers prayers.
Most hallgassa meg a második szöveget először. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. B1, alapfok, második feladat.
There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm, and he was given a slingshot to play in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. And getting a little discouraged, he started to go back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck right in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and saddened. In a panic, he hid the dead duck in the woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. After lunch that day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen." Then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked the children if they wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." But Sally just smiled and said, "Well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help." She whispered again, "Remember the duck." So Sally went fishing and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed the duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window, and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." The moral of the story: whatever is in your past, whatever you have done that the enemy keeps throwing in your face, lying, fear, hatred, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, etc., you need to know that Jesus Christ was standing at the window. He saw the whole thing. He wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering how long you will let the enemy make a slave of you. The great thing about God is that he not only forgives you, but he forgets.
Vegye elő a második számú feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még kétszer fogja hallani a szöveget. Közben egy perc, utólag két perc szünettel.
There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm, and he was given a slingshot to play in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. And getting a little discouraged, he started to go back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. just out of impulse. He let the slingshot fly, hit the duck right in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and saddened. In a panic, he hid the dead duck in the woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. After lunch that day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen." Then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked the children if they wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." But Sally just smiled and said, "Well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help." She whispered again, "Remember the duck." So Sally went fishing and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed the duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window, and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." The moral of the story: whatever is in your past, whatever you have done that the enemy keeps throwing in your face, lying, fear, hatred, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, etc., you need to know that Jesus Christ was standing at the window. He saw the whole thing. He wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering how long you will let the enemy make a slave of you. The great thing about God is that he not only forgives you, but he forgets. There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm, and he was given a slingshot to play in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. And getting a little discouraged, he started to go back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck right in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and saddened. In a panic, he hid the dead duck in the woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. After lunch that day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen." Then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked the children if they wanted to go fishing. And Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." But Sally just smiled and said, "Well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help." She whispered again, "Remember the duck." So Sally went fishing and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed the duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window, and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." The moral of the story: whatever is in your past, whatever you have done that the enemy keeps throwing in your face, lying, fear, hatred, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, etc., you need to know that Jesus Christ was standing at the window. He saw the whole thing. He wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering how long you will let the enemy make a slave of you. The great thing about God is that he not only forgives you, but he forgets.
Fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.